The 3-0. Right down the plate. In for a strike. 3-1. Coons just looking to get back in this count and have a fighting chance to hopefully strike out Bobo is what he's thinking. But Brendan Bobo will see the 3-1 and bounces a right side. 3-2. So after three balls, two strikes now. And the count is full. 3-2. Coons with the ball behind his back. He stands in. He'll come set. Regather himself. Look over at second, and 3-2 comes in, and Bobo drives the ball into right field, past the first baseman, and Brendan Bobo with an RBI, his 22nd of the season. The Raptors cut it to 4-3 now here in the top of the sixth. So three straight hits, three straight RBIs. And now, while the manager coming out, having a word, because Brendan Bobo struck out swinging twice, and a big, big hit there. When you needed Bobo the most. Well, it looks like standing on the mound, Coons is, he'll keep going. Up to his 80th pitch, Jack Gervich. And the University of San Diego grounded out to second, flew out to left. Tying run at first. And Coons fires up and away for a ball, 1-0. Only one down for the Raptors. Have a chance to tie this game here in the top of the sixth. Already two runs. They have found some life. The 1-0 low in for a ball, 2-0. Coons. Well, step high, fire, and Gervich hits a high fly ball into deep right field. Running after it and making the grab is Owusu Asedu right before the warning track. So showing off his speed, Gervich got almost all of that ball. Comes up just a little bit short. So David Rivera aim for the Raptors. So DHing. Bobo, 1-for-2 first. Two down. And firing on a curveball. Finding the zone 0-1. No balls a strike. Shucks just looking to put this away as Rivera hits a line drive into right field, coming to cut it off is Kutwe, but doesn't get there in time as Bobo will head to second. Rivera gets a base hit, his second of the evening, and now the Raptors, a runner in scoring position, the tying run at second. Harrison Didowick, 0-for-2, who was part of a 4-6-3 double play where he grounded out and he lined out to short. Raptors four hits here in this inning. Their biggest inning in on Didowick as he swings and misses. In for a strike, 0-1. No balls a strike. Two down. Coons the glance at second. Bobo shifting over. And the 0-1 way outside. On the left edge for a ball. Count is 1-1. Rivera stands at first. The 1-1. Didowick It slices a ball into left field, but coming to cut it off and making the grab is Grimes for the third out. But the Rafters, they get four hits and two runs, a big momentum boost offensively, as it's only a one-run ball game. We head to the bottom of the sixth here at Capco.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 57. West winds around 5 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 80. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Lows level off around 54. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Jared Everson, he'll lead off. He's had no hits on two at-bats. But the Rafters, in the top of the sixth inning, they get two runs of their own. They trail 4-3 now. So, Rafters, just a big momentum boost. They needed it offensively because it was an inning they were down 4. And just a big inning. They needed that, and now they cut it to a 4-3 game. A lot. It's a game to be played left. Here, bottom six, 1-0 count, Adam Kootway, who's 1-for-2 with a run. Woodcamp back on the mound. He'll serve on a check swing, and not coming across was Kootway 2-0. So a 2-0 count with one down. Looking in is Woodcamp. He'll fire and a swing and a miss low, falling to his knees. Two balls, one strike. Rafters about hit the Chinooks now. 6-5. They have Campbell cut this to a one-run game. They've made three errors in the field. Lindstrom has been scoreless since the second inning. And the 2-2 low for a ball. 3-2. Full count. And Whitcamp. He'll step. And serve the payoff, the 3-2. So three balls, two strikes, one down. Whitcamp steps high, fires a 3-2. And that's fouled on the inside. Kutwe goes down. He looks like he fouled that on one of his left leg. Looks like he fouled it on his left leg. He's walking that off. That looked like it hurt. Rafters two away. Near bottom of the six. So Kutwe out of Wisconsin Whitewater. A great Division III program. As he swings and hits a high fly ball into shallow center, Johnson runs it down, makes the catch, two down. So two down. Drew Townsend will step in. Mitchell Whitcamp will look in on Townsend. He'll serve in the first offering, and it bounces way low into the turf. Townsend 1-for-2 with a run. Rafters one away here, bottom six. Have a chance to go. A 3-up and 3-down inning. The 1-0 comes in. Curve low for a ball. 2-0. A 2-0 count. Rafters have a chance to shut it down offensively on the defensive side. It was two runs for Lakeshore in the first, two runs in the second. They've been scoreless since. As a wild pitch from Whitcamp, 3-0 is the count. He'll step on the dirt once again. He'll set and fire. And way upstairs for ball four. Townsend will take first. And, well, the 1-2-3 inning is not going to be come true this time because Townsend was walked. He's at first. And Gabe Ressler, no hits on two at-bats. The guy that went 2-for-3 with an RBI yesterday. Rafters did not have an answer for the 9-hole hitter. Whitcamp will look in. He'll look over at first. Gathers, fires, and finds a strike zone right down the plate, 0-1. 0-1 count, two down. Whitcamp again here, bottom six. Will set, serve, and deliver. That bounces into the glove of Haligso, 1-1. 1-1 count, Townsend at first, two down, one away. Rafters have cut this to a one-run ball game. And Whitcamp fires over at first on the pickoff. But Mitchell Whitcamp, he'll set it in again with a ball in his glove. Looks, steps, delivers a curve that bends low of the zone. 2-1. Two balls, a strike, two down. The 2-1 count. And checks off over at first. Gervich, a little bit late to the tag for Drew Townsend. Two, one count. Once again, Whitcamp fires in. And a high fly ball, towering fly ball that pulls away out on the right field side. 2-2. 2-2 count. Deuces across the board. Whitcamp will set in and serve. A 2-2, a swing and a shallow ball that stays fair on the third base line. Bobo throws it across his body to first. Gervich throws it from first to third. Overthrows Hansen at third. Getting home is Townsend. And a run will score. So it looks like Gervich didn't tag the bag at first, which allowed a run to get in. That's exactly what happened because Ressler got to first. So run scores, another error for the Rafters. That's their fourth of today. So Grant Ross looks like Ressler was safe. So run scores. Lakeshore leads 5-3. Whitcamp will serve and paint the right edge. Fourth try. Going 1. 0-1 count. 2 down. And the step in as Whitcamp throws a wild pitch and taking second with ease is Ressler. He was already on his way over. So another runner in scoring position. Each team with 6 hits. Raptors just looking to get out of this inning. They've had 2 outs for quite a bit. One count. And the third offering comes up high for a ball. 2 balls, a strike. Standing at second is Ressler. 4 errors in the field. Raptors just, they don't do this. It's very unlikely. As a 2-1, miss inside, 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs. Deuces across the board. Whitcamp likes to pitch with the ball in his glove right now. Stands on the first base side of the slab. Will step high, fire, and a swing and a shallow, low fly ball, but able to cut it off and make the grab is Conniff for the third out. So the Raptors give up a run off of an error once again. So they trail 5-3. We head to the top of the seventh here on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your 4-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at 4 convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
So top of the seventh inning, and now a pitching change, the first of the game for the Chinooks. Ben Whiteside, the left-hander, he'll take over the pitching duties. So a guy out of Butler University. So you look at him to take over in which, well, he's in the second pitcher today for the Chinooks. So Whiteside has appeared in 11 games. The Grand Rapids native, a 1-1 record with a save. He's allowed 18, well, he's pitched 18 and third innings, allowing 20 hits and 14 runs with 13 strikeouts, a 5.89 ERA. So Chris Conniff is due up. Whiteside picked up the win back on June the 2nd against Madison and lost on the decision on June the 22nd against Wausau. First pitch. The left-hander throws as a strike, 0-1. So Coons' day is done. 6 innings, 87 pitches, 6 hits and 3 runs allowed with a walk and 7 strikeouts. The 0-1 from Whiteside, low for a ball, 1-1. So Chris Conniff, 0-1 with a run. He also drew a walk. He's been struck out. Whiteside fires the 1-1 in a swing and a hard ground ball over to Ross at second. Throws it down on first in for the first out. So an easy ground out. And this brings up Hogan Alixo. Batting eighth. And it looks Gotti. Yeah, we're Nolan Sailors. So Alixo, 0 for 2 with a strikeout. And the first pitch comes in for a strikeout and 1. 0-1 count. Ben Whiteside, the left-hander, plays for the Butler Bulldogs. And delivers the second pitch. Alixo misses. 0-2. An 0-2 count. Rafters down 5-3. Each team with 6 hits. And the 0-2 way outside for a ball. 1-2. 1-2. 1 down. Rafters. A big 2-run inning in the top of the 6th as a swing and a miss for Alixo. Strike 3. That's his second strikeout. And this is a pinch hitter. Jorge Degatti. He'll take over. So Degatti will be the pinch hitter. A guy that bats a .279, 17 hits on 61 at-bats with 7 runs. So Degatti out of Indiana, the Hoosier, native of Miami, Florida. Five RBIs and 12 strikeouts. He was leading the team in batting average for a bit, but he's since then dropped down. Whiteside will fire on Degatti. Low for a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count. Jorge Degatti will see the second offering, and it comes on bounces on the inside. 2-0. So two straight outs. Conniff grounded out. Alixo struck out swinging. And the first pinch hitter today. We've seen the 2-0 outside. 3-0. 3-0 count now. Three straight balls. Whiteside fires. And right down Main Street for a strike, 3-1. So top of the 7th here, Rafters down 5-3. They cut it to a 1-run game in the top of the 6th as a 3-1 pulls away just nearly on the right field line. Good contact there from Degatti, but now he sees a count run full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two down. And Whiteside sets, and the payoff comes in, and a swing and a ground ball over to Ross. Shifts over to his right, throws it down on a first for the third out. So 1-2-3 inning for the Chinooks. We head to the bottom of the 7th here on WFHR.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioner tuned up or replaced altogether, our experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life. Think about your hands, shaking the hand of a friend, hugging a loved one, holding onto a rake or hammer, catching a ball, throwing a frisbee, emailing, texting, opening a jar, or just picking up your favorite book. If your hands or wrists hurt, you're just not enjoying life to the fullest. See the Good Hand Specialist at Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Yes, Wisconsin River Orthopedics are the sports med specialists in Wisconsin Rapids. Call 715-424-1881 and get on the path to relieving pain and restoring life.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Mitchell Whitcamp remains on the mound for the Rafters. He's gone two innings, 40 pitches, allowed two hits and a run, and he's walked one batter. No strikeouts on the day yet. So Avery Owusu-Asedu, who's 0-for-1 with a run and two walks. So Owusu-Asedu scored the first run for the Chinooks, and he'll see the first strike right down in the zone, 0-1. A 1 count from the Southern Illinois Edwardsville product. 1-1. Each team with 6 hits. The Rafters have been outscored, though, 5-3. The 1-1 pulls right edge for a ball, 2-1. What have been the big difference, though, is the 4 errors in the field. That's really hurt Wisconsin Rapids. So if they know they don't commit those errors, you know, surely enough, this game would be a lot closer. Even though it is a two-run game, if they don't commit those errors, some of the runs for Lakeshore don't even score. But, you know, you have to be good in the infield, and they just have in this game. The 3-1, right down the plate, scoring strike, 3-2. So a full count here on Avery Owusu-Asedu. The center fielder, Whitcamp, will look in. He'll set and throw the payoff. A swing and a line drive. That running after it is Johnson. Dives out, not able to make the grab. And that bounces in the right center field gap. And, well, a leadoff single from Owusu-Asedu. Credit Johnson with the effort. But just could not make that catch. So this brings up the left fielder, Hunter Grimes, 1-for-3. Owusu-Asedu at first. Grimes at the University of Arkansas from Kerrville, Texas. Whitcamp will set and throw at first. And the Chinooks have out-hit the Rafters 7-6. Owusu-Asedu recording his first hit of the day. He'll stand at first. No outs here, bottom seven. Whitcamp fires, and a swing and a shallow pop-up. Hansen comes out after it, makes the grab at short. One down. So this now will step in is Joey Spence. 1-for-3 with a run. He also has an RBI as well. Owusu-Asedu remains at first. Whitcamp looks. He'll step high and serve low for a ball. 1-0. A 1-0 count with one down. Owusu-Asedu, a leadoff single as he sliced a ball in the right center field. The 1-0 from Whitcamp. A swing and a miss. 1-1. Joey Spence has not struck out today. He had that one-run RBI double, which allowed Owusu-Asedu to get home shortly after he got home off of a passed ball at third from Alixo. The 1-1 up and high for a ball. 2-1. Two balls a strike. One down. Mitchell Whitcamp nearing his 51st pitch. This is the most work he's got on the mound all year. And the 2-1, a high fly ball popped into right center. And Bobo charges it, makes the grab for the second out. So after a leadoff single from Owusu Asedu, Grimes and Spence both pop out. Brady Council, who's had no hits on two at-bats, but he's drawn a walk. Out of the University of Minnesota, the Golden Gopher, and Whitcamp fires over, and the lengthy Owusu Asedu stands at 6'4", has no problem tagging the bag at first. Two down, bottom seven, Whitcamp will look. He'll step and serve, and the throw from Alixo, stealing second is Owusu Asedu. He gets there in plenty of time. So a perfectly executed stolen base from the SIU Edwardsville products. One-oh count. Owusu Asedu up to 11 stolen bases. And fires in the second pitch. Comes in for strike 1-1. He's had three today. One ball, one strike. Whitcamp will step, serve, and the stolen base against from Owusu Asedu, and he's right on time. Just another stolen base every time this guy gets on base. Just times it so well. He's got a lot of length to him, so he can get and reach out for the bag. So now he's at third, 90 feet away, 2-1 count. Whitcamp will step and fire way low. 4-3-1. So he gets a leadoff single, and there's two down, and then he steals second, and then the very next pitch he steals third. 3-1. The 3-1, low for 4. Council will take first. That's a second walk he's drawn. So now Jared Everson, the DH. No hits on 3 at-bats. Bottom of the 7th here. 2 down. After his trail 5-3. Looking to get out of this inning, because if not, they could be in trouble. First pitch, low and inside, 1-0. Everson, also another Minnesota Golden Gopher. 1-0 count. Runners at first and third. Whitcamp will deliver and comes in for a strike as Alixo does not decide to throw it. Hanson was going to come out to make the catch. He just fake throws it, and a stolen base for Council. Two runners in scoring position, runners at second and third. The count is 1-1. The fire and the throw, and the ball goes in between the legs of Alixo. Owusu Asedu tags home plate. He gets home, and now Lakeshore leads 6-3. 1-2 count, 2 down, and a wild pitch, a passed ball, more so, goes behind Alixo, goes, well, through his legs. Council gets to the third, and the 1-2 low for a ball, 2-2, so deuces across the board. Rafters have given up a run in back-to-back innings. They trail 6-3. The 2-2, right down the plate. Well, so okay, now it's 3-2. So 3-2. It was a 3-1 count. So now it's 3-2. Full count, 2 down. As Kirk Schreider having a word. I thought for a second it was a 2-2 count. That was strike 3, but umpires getting together right now. And it looks to be a strike, and yeah, that's the end of the inning. Because, yeah, that was the third strike. So we head to the top of the 8th inning. Rafters give up a run. They trail 6-3. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Seven innings down, two more to go. We head to the top of the eighth inning. Ty Johnson will lead off here in the top of the order. Ben Whiteside back on the mound. Whiteside has 13 pitches and one strikeout. Rafters trail 6-3 now. So they've got some work to do on the offensive side. They'll have two opportunities to do so. So Lakeshore started this game off with two runs in the bottom of the first. They got two runs in the bottom of the second. And then Rafters responded with a run of their own in the top of the third from Ty Johnson. And now he fouls one off of his right ankle. And it was a 4-1 game. And then the top of the sixth came around. Rafters, they had some momentum. They cut it to 4-3. And Lakeshore with a run in the past two innings in the sixth and the seventh. So that's where we stand at 6-3. Lakeshore is out hit. Wisconsin Rapids 7-6. Whiteside fires the 0-1. And it pulls away left side, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Top of the eighth inning. Whiteside with the ball behind his back, the left-hander. Stands right in the middle of the slab and fires the 0-2 up on a changeup, up and high, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Ty Johnson has had a good day. He's 2-for-3 with an RBI and a run. He's also struck out, and he pops it left side. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 count. The set to fire, and Johnson swings and hits a ball well hit into right field. Coming after, not making the grab in time is Kootway, and Johnson will get to second, his second double of the day. Back-to-back doubles for Johnson. Kootway couldn't cut it off in time. And Ty Johnson continuing his day. He's up to three hits on four at-bats. And Luke Hansen, the shortstop, 1-for-3 with a run. And he also has an RBI as well. Rafters, they need some momentum offensively. Ty Johnson leading the charge right now. Whiteside fires and paints the left edge of the zone 0-1. No balls to strike. Each team with seven hits now. Rafters were down 3-2 yesterday, and they got two runs in the top of the ninth, which lifted them to victory as Whiteside throws on a changeup, finds the inside edge 0-2. 0-2 count. Luke Hansen with an RBI last time up. Whiteside looks over at second, fires the 0-2, and just above the zone for a ball. 1-2. Brendan Bobo on deck. Also had an RBI, so the first three in the batting order for the Rafters, each with an RBI. And the 1-2 comes in. A swing and a miss inside. Hansen frustrated. And that's a strikeout. One down for the Chinooks. So this brings up Brendan Bobo. So who's at third base but is shifting to right field right now. Well, I would say not now, but last time when, you know, they're in the field. Because Bobo was originally a third baseman as he swings and hits a sliced ball into left field. Coming to cut it off in time is Grimes and goes into his glove for the second out. Grimes had to reach out to his left. The reason why Bobo is moved from third to right field is because Degatti is pinch hitting for Sagalers, so he'll be slotted in at third base. So two down, Jack Gurevich. 0-3. Made some good contact with the ball today, but has flown out a couple times. So Ty Johnson at second. Whiteside serves in and paints the right edge of the zone. 0-1. So top of the eighth, Lakeshore leads 6-3. As the 0-1 comes in from Whiteside and fouled on the inside, 0-2. No balls, two strikes, and two down. The leadoff double from Johnson. Rafters' bats have been halted. And the look over the serve. A swing and a miss. Reach out for it. On the outside was Gurevich. That is the third strike, the third out. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning here on WFHR. Rafters still trail 6-3. We'll step aside.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Blake Barker. It's his turn to step on the mound, a guy that's appeared in 10 games for the Rafters, an 0-1 record with a save. He has 12 innings of work, allowing 9 hits and 7 runs with 10 strikeouts, a 5.25 ERA. So the Chardon, Ohio native out of Seton Hill University, heading into his junior season. He'll face Adam Kootway. So Barker got the save against Fond du Lac back on July the 2nd. He lost on the decision against Lakeshore back on June the 18th. It was a game where They were up 5-4, and then he gave up 5 runs in the top of the 9th. But unlike him, he has a big arm. So the left-hander throws a lot of fastballs. Down in the count, 1-0 on Kootway. He'll fire in a swing and a towering fly ball into shallow right. And not able to see it. Bobo and Gervich weren't able to see it. So getting around second, heading to third is Kootway. And the throw from Gervich is not in time. A miscommunication from Gervich and Bobo in right field. They can't believe it. So a triple there from Kootway. Wow. What seemed like a routine fly ball. Gervich and Bobo maybe have lost it in the lights. I don't know. The miscommunication was put on a display right there. It was an effect that just, they looked at each other and it just seemed like they just froze. The ball dropped in between them. So right there, the infield is shifted in right now. Barker on Drew Townsend. He'll step high, fire above. So Townsend, 1-for-2 with 2 runs. That was very unlike the Rafters once again. And what's hurt them has definitely been their defense this game. The 1-0 and a swing and a ball towered into shallow center. And Johnson couldn't see it. Hanson and Johnson couldn't see it. Johnson throws to Conniff, and he doesn't tag him out. A run scores. And once again, Kootway scores. And once again, they couldn't see it. Rain looks like it's coming down. But once again, this was a double. So Johnson and Hanson lost it. And a high fly ball. Wow. That was unfortunate for the Raptors. They're down 7-3. So Barker on Gabe Ressler. And the rain has started to fall here in Mequon. And Barker will fire a swing and a line drive. That goes past Hanson. Drops into center field. Hanson will get to third. Ressler to first. Runners on first and third. Lakeshore with a run in each of their past 3 innings. The 6th, 7th, and now the 8th. And they're threatening again. Looking to put this game out of reach for the Rafters. So Grant Ross, he'll lead off here in the top of the order. Barker looks, fires, and bounces low for a ball, 1-0. So what seemed like it could have been 2 flyouts, Rafters lost them. They couldn't see it. A 1-0 count. Barker fires, and a stolen base attempt is successful for Ressler. He gets on second. So 2 runners in scoring position right now. A 2-0 count on Grant Ross, 1-for-3 with an RBI. The step, the fire, and it comes up high for a ball, 3-0. Lakeshore up to 10 hits now. Three-0 count. Barker bends low. Way outside for ball 4, so bases loaded. Ross at first, Ressler at second, and Drew Townsend at third. Lakeshore on the verge of blowing this game wide open. Rafters cut it to a 1-run game in the top of the 6th.
Center fielder, Avery.
So Avery Owusu-Asedu, 1-for-2 with 2 runs, and also 2 walks as well. So bending at the knee and getting low is Barker, and the left-hander from Chardon, Ohio. He'll fire and find the strike zone on the inside on a fastball, 0-1. Bases loaded for Lakeshore. No outs for Wisconsin Rapids. Giving up a run this inning, down 7-3. The 0-1, up and away for a ball. A 1-1 count. One ball, one strike. Barker again gets low. The left-hander stands and delivers, and that ball drifts away on the left field line, fouled off, 1-2. So Barker has given up three hits and a run and one walk, but you know, those two hits he gave up were the outfielders for the Raptors just lost him in the air. 1-2 count. Barker fires, and Owusu-Uzodo has to bend low. That was coming near his head. Two balls, two strikes. Barker again sets, delivers, and that's tipped away. Owusu-Uzodo scored the first run for Lakeshore today in the bottom of the first. 2-2 count. Bottom of the eighth. Bases loaded. The 2-2. And a curveball that finds the zone for strike three. So Blake Barker recording his first strikeout of the evening. And sends Owusu-Uzodo down looking. Hunter Grimes, one hit on four at-bats. So Barker with the bases loaded and giving a signal over to Gurvich. We've already given up a run. One down. Barker will step in. He'll serve the first offering. And a swing and a skied ball into shallow right. Bobo can't see it. Johnson finally does see it. And the run home from Townsend. The throw at the plate. Holigzo makes the tag. What a play for the Raptors. A double play there. They only give up a run. We head to the top of the eighth inning. Raptors trail 7-3 here on WFHR. Top of the ninth, excuse me.
You have been listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app. Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit EdwardJones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the ninth inning, Evan Jackson. He'll step on the mound for the Chinooks, the guy that has appeared in one game with a 1-0 record, two innings of work. He's allowed no hits, no runs, and three strikeouts. So out of McHenry County College from Janesville, Wisconsin, a rising junior, He played for the Dock Spiders last season with two games and two innings of work. So he'll face David Rivera. So the first offering comes in and the serve. Up and high, the Rafter is down 7-3. They'll have one more chance or they'll fall in this game and split the series. 1-0 count. Rivera out of Hope International and the DH as Jackson getting a visit from the mound from Joey Spence, the catcher. 1-0 count. Rafters been out hit 10-7. They've given up a run in the 6th, 7th, and 8th. They have really struggled. It's just, they cut this to a one-run game. It was 4-3 at one point, but since then, they have not found a way to get back to, get back into this lead, and that's hurt them. The 1-0 down low for Evan Jackson. The one game he won was back against Wausau on July the 2nd. So Jackson fires the 2-0 and lower the zone for ball three. David Rivera, 2-for-3. He's had a good day at the plate. 3-0 count. Looking in is Jackson. And find the strike zone, 3-1. Chinook's three outs away from splitting the series. And the Rafters falling to 1-3 in the second half. 3-1 count. Jackson fires way up above as Rivera throws the bat back, and he'll take first. So a walk and a good leadoff walk. Remind you, yesterday in the top of the ninth, Rafters were down 3-2. They got two runs to win the game 4-3. Anthony Gallison appearing in the lineup order today for the first time. So the Coastal Carolina man and the outfielder, he'll step in, making his first appearance today. Out of Colts Neck, New Jersey, Gallison, 19 hits on 70 at-bats. Batting a .271, is 7 RBIs and 8 runs. So they're going to need Gallison to come up big here and to provide them a much-needed spark. So Gallison, pinch hitting for Didowick. Evan Jackson fires low of the zone, 1-0. 1-0 count. Standing at first is Rivera. Jackson will set in. He'll look and deliver. And that goes on the inside, right down the strike zone, 1-1. 1-1 count. One ball, one strike. The 1-1. And Gallison has to bend low. He looks like he might have gotten hit, but I don't believe he was. As it looks like he does get hit now. It seems like Gallison was hit by the pitch, so he'll take first. And now Trevor Cho. Getting out of his dugout. Gallison at second. So perhaps something's brewing here for the Rafters, as now umpires are gathering together on the look. Was he hit by the pitch, or am I seeing something else? Because I thought